office colors.
I'd like to call Congress back to order after a brief recess to obtain documents regarding ONCA 1811. We are at this time in the Committee of the Whole discussion to discuss ONCA 1811. Was I not, could you hear me, Congressman Maker? Or Mason, excuse me?
No, I did not.
Okay, I thought I heard you say, what'd she say? So I said we are now in Committee of the Whole for the discussion of Bill ONCA 1811, and the recess was to make sure that everyone has the documents before them to discuss this bill. It has been discharged from committee, as we discussed, so it is back here, and we're in the Committee of the Whole discussion. Congressman Mason.
Madam Speaker, members, thank you for letting me speak here just a moment. As we're in the Committee as a Whole, my apologies for running a little bit late. My wife had a medical procedure at St. Francis this morning. Everything's okay. It's okay with her. Mama's okay. I'm okay. So it feels good to be back. Welcome back to 1811. And again, this is quite a unique situation that we have here in the state of Oklahoma. Something that we have, a unique situation here in Osage County. A unique situation that we have here that our employees, our employee base, as well as some of you sitting at this table, parents, are dealing with as well, even as we speak. That we have thousands of teachers going to Oklahoma City this day to protest to the state legislature. I have a vested interest in this as I'm a member of the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association and former classroom teacher, TCTA delegate. Aware of these things, and I support my fellow teachers out there as they're moving forward. But in all of that movement, we do have something else that occurred, and that is, what about the children? What about today? And I started to say earlier, and I did make mention in an earlier conversation with executive, that I wanted to say that the clock is ticking, but it's already begun. The clock has already happened. This is almost a half a day gone of no school. And where are the children? How are they being serviced, if you will, by anybody, whether it's churches or for us as the Osage tribe taking care of our kids and the situations that they have. You have in front of you a packet, and I haven't yet reviewed it all myself, but as you get that, the situation is here today, and I appreciate you putting this here. I do want to make mention that I respect the chair of the Education Committee. Congressman Hamilton would follow his lead if he was here. I follow the lead of our speaker and all of you here sitting at this table, because right now we all have to make this kind of decision in regards to $211,265 and then where that money goes and who it goes to and what it goes for and how long it's going to be used. And what happens if we're able to resolve this with the state legislature in 24, 48, 50 hours or so? Does that money come back? Those kind of things that might already be in the packet. But, I'm just saying here, thank you for your time. I do support this bill. I don't know, as a group, as we're in committee as a whole, what we want to do with this particular bill and the circumstance around it. At this time, this is a very unique situation that we have in front of us. Unlike the old days of just show up and we're the bankers and give us some money and walk away, we've got something here that it's almost exactly like that. We appropriate money in Congress. We have to make sure we've got the money in the bank to do so and be able to be comfortable, because we have other pieces of legislation as well that are just as important, I know. Names are on a lot of for expenditures of our tribal monies. This is a unique thing today. I appreciate you taking the time in this open session in this committee as a whole to discuss it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to hear from executive. We have a director of operations is here.
Deputy director.
Deputy director of operations is here.
We get some clarification from the sponsor first.
Okay, well, sure, let's go ahead and ask your question to the sponsor.
I have a budget here that's not signed by anybody. Do we have a signed budget?
I do not know. I can't answer that. I just received this in front of me just this morning. Thank you very much. I know the dollars and cents are there, but the actual signatures, I see that it is unsigned as well.
Okay. Also, was this scheduled for the Education Committee to
it
hear?
It is scheduled for Tuesday. It was the earliest that this bill could have been brought
tomorrow?
Forward. Yeah.
Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox, we'll move forward with your request. If there's no opposition to that, we'd like to hear from. We have Casey Johnson, the Director of Operations, and Jody Rebard, the Deputy Director of Operations. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. My name is Congress. So we got an alert from the chief a couple weeks ago that we all knew this was coming. And there were, you know, questions asked of the executive branch of, well, are you going to do anything? What are we going to do? So the chief asked us to put together a plan. If indeed the teachers did walk out. At the time, it wasn't a for sure event. But we planned anyway, and the budget that you see before you, we planned for 30 days, even though the teachers were saying, if we walk out, it's gonna be 10 days, but you know, who knows? So, you know, I come from a world where it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. So I told our team, we'll plan for 30 days and 303 Osage kids is what the numbers that our education department came up with. So that's where we arrived at those numbers in that budget. Now, it could be a week, it could be a day, it could be 2 days. I think at this time it would be pretty safe. We would be pretty safe to go with 10 days in a budget, cut it down to a third. I think we'll be all right. I don't foresee this lasting longer than this week, but you know, again, who knows? As you can see, some of the schools, like Hominy's only out on Monday and Friday. The rest of the week, they're going to school. Barnsdall, they're all at school today. Wahuska's out for this week. So it's super unique within this county that we've got different districts doing different things. So anyway, the data that we came up with, it's 209 or 206? 209 children, approximately 80 families, 81 to 84 families. That need our help with their kids. 209 of those children, so it's 100 less than what we planned for. It's 20 days less than what we planned for, maybe. Again, it may last a week, it may last 10 days. I don't know. Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering how come that all the schools within Osage County boundaries aren't on here. So like McCord, Crewe, Winona, Bowery.
What we did was we took the largest school districts, and then when we sent a survey out, you could put other on the survey. So yeah, if you look, we've got some data that's not even from Osage County. I'm not even real sure where Cache is or Cassina. I don't even know where that's at. So. But we've got one from Sand Springs. Let's see. What tell you that on Jody. On page four, we've got, you know, on the survey, you had Skyton, Woodland, Hominy, and Pawhuska. And then in the write-in, we've got Barnstall, Casina. Somebody wrote in Gaming Commission. Another one wrote in Immersion. And that's apparent with kids that are in Immersion, but also kids that are in Skyton Public Schools. Sand Springs, Ponca City, Tulsa. So you could, if it's Ramona or Winona or Bowery, the parents could have written in those schools.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So is this for students of Osage Nation employees?
No, ma'am.
So it's students?
It's Osage children.
Osage children in four school districts?
No, ma'am. It's for Osage kids in Osage County.
All Osage kids?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was unclear to me.
But the big difference is like Tulsa and Owosso and Broken Arrow, Bartlesville, they have more infrastructure to deal with this. Osage County is a rural county. We really don't have, you know, YMCAs and things like that can help.
My point is all children that attend Bowring, Avant, Anderson, McCord, Pawhuska, Scheidler, Barnstall, Winona, and Hominy will be able to participate.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you estimate that is going to be
209, ma'am.
And does that, in that figure, do you take into account the people that indicated, I think, what this says in the survey, that people won't need services?
I can't, I'm sorry, my ears are real bad.
I was looking at page 19 of your survey.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's the last page, and it says, would you take advantage of Osage Nation daily activities for your students if they were offered during the school closure? 60% say yes and 40% say no?
Yes.
Does that number include the 40% that say no, or?
No, we just took the ones that said that they were going to utilize the.
So the 209 is part of the 60% over here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, that's where the 84. 84 families as opposed to 84 like individual users of the services. So that number 84 represents a family.
Congressman Walker.
I'm curious to know how it's gonna be administered. I mean, what's a day gonna look like? So this is implemented, and just say you use Pawhuska, for instance. What are my children going to go and do? Is it school curriculum? Is it a continuation of their classwork?
Deputy Director of Operations, briefly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what we've done is we put together a team from different departments. Number one, Bobby Tall, Chief of Emergency Management, Education, IT, HR, different entities. In that, we came up with a plan for the day. So I'll give you an example. We also included culture and language. Number one, we try to identify classroom settings because we don't want to use Immersion, Wheeler, Head Start because they're already in operation. So what we did was locate areas that have a classroom setting like the language department, the cultural department. We have some other spaces, different conference rooms that we could utilize. So education started getting with Sylvan to look at some curriculum. They've reached out to different teachers within the schools to find out what they were using. So we don't want it to be like a rec day, but more that they sit down in a structured environment, what they're used to, and they're actually going through some type of curriculum. We did add in some cultural activities like a language class, maybe a cultural class, but we're following the Sylvan tutoring guidelines right now. I think that you understand that there's also, I think they're prepping for ACT. So we gathered that information too, because I believe the third graders are getting ready for ACT, or not ACT, but for some type of testing. And so what we've done is we've reached out to the schools to try to keep it a structured environment with academics rather than, you know, playing basketball or being outside. We want to keep it more structured. So the education department has done a really good job from the time that they come into the classroom environment throughout the day till 3:30 to stay busy.
Okay, so it sounds like it would be especially good for those working parents that, you know, their kid may be home and needing the babysitter or something like that. So it's not really in conjunction with the school and a continuation of their
No.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
No, sir.
Congressman Supernall?
Yeah, I'm not sure in this. I'm wondering how the money is going to be shared. I see most of the responses were for the Husker, but and nothing in this bill specifies how the money is to be shared. Would we amend it and incorporate this with the bill to give some direction as to how the money is going to be spent? Not. I wish you could explain that.
Okay. The original budget that was proposed, as Casey said, was based on 303 children at the time with data provided for education. What we did include were supplies for the kids, any type of the curriculum, particularly insurance, to have liability on the children as we're in charge of them. We added professional fees to help with any teachers that we could provide stipends to from the walkout. What we have learned since then is maybe because of their contracts, some may or may not be able to assist us due to their binding contracts with the schools. So right now we're gonna use our employees because we know they have background checks and they've been fingerprinted. So that number could be lowered. Most of it, of course, is for food. And we included some for background checks in case we needed volunteers.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
What's the turnaround on a background check, Ms. Remar?
Depends on what type that you do. So if you go into it pretty deep, it could be a week. So we were looking at 30 days. So right now we're really focusing on using the employees. Some of the teachers, of course, have already had background checks and have been fingerprinted.
So a background check for childcare is probably gonna be a little bit deeper, more in depth than just being a clerk or a director of a program. So pretty much if these are just, if you guys are asking for 10 days, the background checks probably aren't gonna happen. For
right. The reason we wanted to reach out to the teachers was that, as you'll see in that data, there's some children that have special needs that have a 504 IEP, and we were concerned about those children and what we were gonna do and how we could handle them. The special needs tutor, I guess, or teacher from Pawhuska, we wanted to reach out to help us guide with that, to give us guidance with that. The Osage Nation, as you know, in our school systems right now, do not have any teachers with that profession, but we are showing the need.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
So has this been approved by the chief and the treasurer?
Yes.
You have a signed copy for it?
I do not have a signed copy. We can get one, but no. I apologize. They use that more as a supporting doc because the appropriation comes through legislation, the amount. So I think we leave them that document as the one with signatures.
This
more
says,
so than the budget.
Okay. This says it's being appropriated to the public schools walkout support program.
Well, we have to, in accounting, when we receive money from Congress, we have to set up some type of a program to actually set up a financial statement inside our software. So we have to call it something to assign it a fund and a program number.
Why isn't it going through the education department?
it could be housing, the education, but we wouldn't amend their budget to include it.
How come?
Well, because this is a special occasion. It's not part of their normal operating budget.
I know, but we've got line items in that education.
We could.
Also, so the $19,200 that's on here, it says it's for local mileage?
Yes, we were concerned that they would need transportation. And then after we started meeting, we decided that it would probably be better not to transport. And the results did show that. We were thinking most of the people that would need assistance would be our employees, which came back exactly what we thought. So what we're doing is asking the parents to actually drive their children to these areas, Woodland, Sky 2, Colony, and Pawhuska.
Okay, so now I'm a little bit confused. So those four schools are where the centers are that the
yes.
kids can go?
Yes, ma'am.
So we don't need the local mileage anymore?
No.
And we don't need the teacher professional fees?
I wouldn't want to take that all the way out, but maybe at least leave a small amount just in case. I'm more concerned with the children with the 504 and IEPs.
Are you going to bring us a revised budget that has what you need for under?
We can. Well, we could ask. I mean, we really, the sooner we can make a decision is better. If you'd like to strike within that, that'd be fine. We could do that to reduce that. I'm thinking, maybe a third of this.
Okay.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
What facility does the nation have in Sky 2 that we would be able to utilize for the students in Sky 2? What facility do we have available over there to utilize?
We have two team members that are actually reaching out to the facilities in Sky 2. The hotel meeting rooms at the casino. We're trying to focus on where the nation has insurance.
Can you just go through all the four areas and tell us where they're going to be?
I don't know that I brought that. Hold on. Like I mentioned, would be the language, the cultural facility. We've got a conference room, two conference rooms in the admin office. We've got a conference room in the law building, a conference room in the welcome center that we could utilize for Pawhuska. And our last meeting last week, we were looking at maybe 10 to 12 students that we could house in each of those. In Harmony, we were going to use the education areas, the education classrooms. And in Fairfax or Woodland, we could use the language program and the nutrition services area. Again, we're going to meet again today because without the appropriation, we couldn't go any further. We need to know how much money we have so that we can move forward, and we wanted to get the results back from our survey.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Don't we appropriate some tribal funding to Title VI? Are you planning on utilizing them at all to provide meals?
Yes, that was a discussion, was to talk to the Title VI, both of the nutrition services, talk to Sue about how they provide the meals. And then we could get them delivered. The team didn't want the children to have to use transportation to go anywhere. We want them to stay in one place all day. So we would bring food to them.
Continue.
If Title VI was providing the meal, then wouldn't we give the supplemental appropriation to Title VI?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Congressman Supernol?
Are you confident from the survey that all the students will attend this?
This is the only type of communication that we could come up with that would give us good data to report back to you, was to do a survey in the amount of time that we had. And so I was really pleased that when we sent the survey out, that we did get this type of response.
So you are?
I am. Yes, based off of data.
Congressman Edwards?
So Osage County Public Schools has no plan in place or alternative for, they just told the parents to keep their students out?
I don't know.
Home meeting. And we weren't even told in a letter or by phone call, we had to see it on social media. So if you're not on social media and your kid didn't pay attention on Friday, you know, to come home and tell your parents.
Messed up.
Congressman Mason?
Who's in charge? Who's the principal or who's the lead, who's the lead person over all of this?
So it would be emergency management, Bobby Tall Chief working with the education department.
He would be the lead?
Yes.
Principal and the lead?
Yes. We had actually went to Tulsa and met with Cherokee and Choctaw and I think it was Creek, and they were talking about what they were going to do for their people in this instance. And one thing that came out of that meeting was, what do you do in case of an emergency like this? And that what tribes will learn is, how do you get together and actually, you know, conduct yourselves and get your preparation and a plan to do something like this in any type of an emergency? And because it's up in the air and it's out of our control, you know, we're coming here with some what ifs. We don't know. This could be done today, it could be done tomorrow, we don't know. But we're coming here because we show that our Osage families say that they need us at this time.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Mr. Burge, do you feel like you can have this implemented by tomorrow, and this would, and the students would be all be informed where to go tomorrow?
Yes, I mean, we've been working on this for the last 3 weeks. We've met repeatedly to come up with a plan. What we've been waiting on, I sent out an email Thursday letting them know that the education committee meeting wouldn't be held until tomorrow afternoon. So everybody's on standby. We appreciate you coming together today to talk about it because it would help us in our planning. We're able to reach out to the parents, I think, more quickly.
Congressman Maker?
Okay, thank you for this information. But so today's the first day of the walkout.
Yes,
so
sir.
Where are the children now? Are they just at their homes? And so are they like using a snow day, or is that, are they going to be able to use some of their other time off for this walkout, or is it, no one knows. I mean, are all the teachers in Oklahoma City today, is that from, is that what's going on in Pawhuska?
Yes.
Today? And,
yeah. Yes, I mean, I don't want to answer to say, I don't know where the teachers are. I hear that they're all going to Oklahoma City.
I seen on the news today that they were somewhere down there, but I don't know. I just wondered what, so day, this is day one, so, and the children are not being taken care of according to this data, right?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson, do you have some?
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
We're going to run into this.
We actually thought about, some of the parents talked about bringing your kids to work day to help us in preparation. So.
Congressman Supernol.
I want to ask this question of sponsor Mason. I think think you probably know more about this than anybody, but the teachers can make this up, can't they? Aren't they contracted for like 180 days? And so they won't actually lose money if they make up these days.
I mean, my understanding is that for some of the school districts that may have some snow days left, this week, for example, 5 days of this week could be considered snow days that they don't have to make up. It's built into their yearly plan. But the way I understand it is that we go into next week or the week after, the children and the students and the teachers are going to have to make that up and extend the year to make sure that they're going to have to make those days up after their snow days are exhausted. So we're into that right now, is that they're using actually snow days, the way I understand it. So that beginning next Monday, they're going to have to make those days up if they're not in attendance.
Congressman Edwards.
So it seems to me that it makes sense to, since there's an Appropriations Committee meeting right after session, that we refer this to Appropriations to go through it, get the actual copy with the signed signatures on it, figure out what the amount of money is that they need, appropriate it to the appropriate department that is in charge of overseeing it, and go from there. I'm not opposed to, but that's going to take 8 votes because it's been discharged. Otherwise, we're just all going to be striking and amending, and I think it could get through Congress quicker if it came out as a document that was ready to go. So, without objection, I think we should send it to Appropriations to meet with who's meeting right after this to get it in shape.
Okay, 1 second. Congressman Mason.
Well, first, I was going to concur with Congresswoman Edwards. It would be good. I think we're in an awkward kind of position right now trying to make these decisions at this table in just open session, where if it was to a committee, the committee could entertain those amendments, if you will, adjustments, if you will, and input from everybody, and then kick it out, and then they have something to work with, a better document. What I have here in front of me, 1811 is pretty bare right now. We've got some stuff that goes with it, but as far as in our procedure of things, in our rules of things, the committee is supposed to report back out that this is agreed upon with a recommendation of due pass, et cetera. We go through that process, and all that are around here in this room understand that. And we're in a little bit of awkwardness right now. Feels a little bit awkward, although I think we're all in pretty much unanimously thinking of our kids' laws exactly as well as legislative. We just want to figure out the best way to do it as quickly as we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would be in agreement with the sponsor, Congresswoman Edwards, to amend my agenda to put this on our Appropriations Committee meeting today. I agree with the sponsor that committee work is more easily done, and as the Deputy Director of Operations and the Director of Operations have indicated, probably the amount requested is high since it's figured on a 30-day consideration. So I'm good to go with that also. And I'll have my agenda amended to include this.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker?
Well, it's already 11:15, and they have indicated that a third would suffice for now. We could kick it to committee and appropriate it to a specific department. We can get a lot more details in the appropriation. Sounds like time is of the essence, though, and we could cut it to $70,000, which is basically a third, with some sort of clause in there that in the case that the walkout ends today or tomorrow or the next day, that the money goes back, is reverted back to the Treasury. We could do something like that by amendment on the floor and get this thing passed today, or we can get it in committee in recess and then try to come back in session later today. I don't really think that's necessary, but I'm not gonna, that's I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm not in favor of putting it into committee, but not really that big of a deal.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to come out of committee in the hall.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to approve.
What's the word? It's not the verb.
Well.
Move to commit ONCA 1811 to the Appropriations Committee for consideration on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to send ONCA 1811 to the Appropriations Committee meeting after session. Discussion, Congressman Walker?
I just want to point out there's committee meetings scheduled all day long today.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
There's a committee meeting at 1 o'clock, and after that we can recess and come back to the session this afternoon. Or until 10 o'clock.
The GovOps is a full agenda. It's going to, we'll use it all of the time. Probably won't make it through all of the legislation. Commerce starts immediately after the GovOps meeting, and it runs till 5, I think. So.
We're planning is not a reason not to do our job.
Okay.
Taking care of the kids is, so.
Order. So, right now, there's a motion on the floor to send this bill to the Appropriations Committee after a session. At that point, it would have to come back. If action was going to take place today, it would have to come back out of the committee. We'd have to recess and go back into session at some point today, which is why Congressman Walker was pointing out that we have a day full of committee meetings. Or the option is that there's movement at this time to move this bill while we are still in session before we adjourn today. So just throwing the options out there while we're in discussion. Congresswoman Goodfox?
I'm on an agreement with Congressman Walker that we have the ability to move this over to general order day two, make amendments, put things in there, language. I think that everyone knows what language they want in there to satisfy whatever concerns that they have that can be done through our legislative council without it going to appropriations. So I'll be voting no for this amendment, and we'll see where it goes. If it's the desire of the entire Congress to send it to appropriations, and if it's not, then I'll give you a second if you want to move it to general order day two and have legislative council insert language in there that if the money is not used, that it goes back to the general treasury and to reduce the amount, okay. Which is what I think everyone wants to do in appropriations. There's
okay, thank you. Congressman Walker?
And to your question or point, Speaker, I mean, what would be the intent or what or expectation if it goes to appropriations? Would we work on it in appropriations and then read it out and fast track it tomorrow, or do it today? Or if we're going to do it today, I think we need to take care of it right now. If not, if tomorrow, we could pass it tomorrow. It's really, those are my thoughts. I'm going to vote no on this.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards and then Whitehorn.
Well, I think the suggestion that got the approval of the sponsor is actually quicker than what you're proposing, because it's easier to gross and get a bill before the Congress that doesn't have a bunch of amendments in it than one that does. So you're going to have a lengthy meeting in appropriate and engrossment anyway, so it would be easier actually to have, as you know, a committee substitute come out than to try to amend it in.
Okay, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My view was to do the work and report it out of committee today. I think that was your question. So
to pass tomorrow or today? Recess?
I believe that we were going to recess. That was the view I had, to recess and come back in session today. But I'm just wondering
which that would be. What time?
5 o'clock. That was my thoughts. Thank you.
So that would be, if that's how it worked, then we would be, probably be recessing until about 5 p.m. today. Okay, any more discussion? If not, the motion on the floor is to move, I'm sorry, excuse me, Ms. Rebar?
My concern, because the time is of the essence, is that we would like to reach out, you know, to the insurance company. We have to do a mass media. We have to set up satellite areas. We want to contact the parents. We need to get good information back and put our plan in action. And to do that, we need time, and that would be today, so that we could roll out, the sooner the better. I don't, if you have any other questions that you need more detail, I think that if you guys go into committee and we come back for appropriations, the only thing that would change would be the amount of money. Susan is just, she's from IT, and she's the one actually monitoring the survey, and as we're talking, we're getting more data, more people showing interest. So I think that this is a special circumstance. It's not a program, it's not an operating budget as we're used to, I understand that, but time is of the essence. I just want to make that point.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Is it possible, is it, speaking to the Congress as a whole here, that we don't have an IFS today?
We do.
Yes.
We do.
It's appropriations.
Oh, right after this. Well, let's go in. Is it possible to go into that? Let's try this, get it out.
That's what we're voting on right now.
That's what.
And that, do it out before 1 o'clock.
Sure.
No. No, that's the discussion was to recess until later today. Congressman Tillman, that's the discussion, is that Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congresswoman Edwards proposed that we recess until later this afternoon, which is why Ms. Rebard made this last statement about the time frame, because we would not have be coming back until 5 p.m. today to discuss this again.
You want it done before 1 o'clock?
We'd like to get moving.
So would I.
Well, if we go to appropriations with this, that will not be done, Congressman.
Why do you say that?
It's what I think everyone is thinking.
Why do you say that?
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards, please raise your hand if you would like to be recognized to speak.
That's why.
Everyone. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm going to need at least 10 to 15 minutes to make my amendments if we're not going to go to appropriations. So I'm going to ask for a recess for at least that long to work on amendments. Plus, I really would like to see a copy of the signed request.
Mr. Johnson, could you please work on, you and Ms. Rebard, work on getting a signed copy of the bill that was presented, or the budget presented?
Signed budget.
Signed budget.
You want to say, Rachel, we get a copy of the amendments that you make, or the one that we're proposing?
Well, it sounded like you knew that what you needed to amend out, so I would say an amended budget would be good.
Okay.
Excuse me again, please.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we are still in discussion of the motion to send this to the Appropriations Committee. Congressman Mason.
I withdraw.
Okay. Okay. So, Congresswoman Edwards, I would like to ask you, you are not withdrawing your motion, correct? Okay.
No, I think it's the right thing.
Okay, because I
to get
just heard a different comment. So, okay. So we are now voting whether this will go to the Appropriations Committee after this, which would probably bring us back in later this evening, or if you vote against that, then there could be movement on it right now and then go immediately into amendments. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
No. Okay, the motion fails. Congressman Walker?
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONC 1811 to general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to advance to general order day 2. Roll call, please.
Call for a voice vote.
All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, it is now.
Motion for a 15-minute recess so that members can get amendments.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, how are we supposed to amend when we haven't seen the budget that we're going to amend from?
This is what we're going to.
I know. What are we going to amend to? We don't have the budget.
We don't have the budget. We don't go in there and amend their.
Okay. There's a motion and second for a 15-minute recess. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are in recess for about 15 minutes.
What's the number?
They said a third. And then based on your question about the local mileage, they said that you had.